The Auckland Council introduced its Western Springs Native Bush Restoration Project with the aim of returning the pine-dominated vegetation to native bush by planting new trees. But Steve Abel, an environmentalist and member of Mana Rākau, says the bush is already native. I talked to Abel, who says the forest is being destroyed, not restored, and is advocating to stop the felling of the Western Springs native forest. Can you tell our listeners about the Auckland Council's Western Springs Native Bush Restoration Project and your thoughts on it?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the background to it is that over the course of the last decade, we've lost a third of the urban ngāhere in Auckland City. And that's an ongoing problem. There's literally dozens of trees being cut down every day, native trees and exotic trees. And many people, including myself, have been involved in the struggle to try and stop this loss of mature trees because they're of vital value to us in terms of climate change, in terms of ecology, in terms of their amenity value, and even in terms of our own mental health. There's lots of evidence that the presence of trees is very good for people in urban communities. And I was involved at Canal Road, where we lost a magnificent grove of native trees. I've been involved out in the Paturoa Kauri tree, which was ring-barked by a developer, and many other tree struggles. And at Western Springs, what we have is an instance where the Auckland Council, under the pretext of there being a safety issue with some of the trees, have cleared this vast logging track through the heart of a regenerating native forest with a canopy of pine trees on the grounds that they're going to cut down all of the pine stand, both the dead trees but also the overwhelming majority of perfectly healthy trees. And in so doing, they're smashing the understory of native forest. They're calling this a native bush restoration. But what they don't tell the public, and this is where I think there's sort of a sinister propaganda element to the way the council communicate this, is that there is already a native forest there with decades-old native trees and tree ferns and lots of regenerating trees that have self-selected over the previous decades to grow under the canopy of this pine stand that's about 100 years old.
Why do you believe it is important to protect native forests like Western Springs?
Well, it's hugely important. I mean, for 20 years I've been involved in that. I started off campaigning to stop the logging of the West Coast native forests with Native Forest Action. And native ecology is ecology by definition, or endemic ecology, that only exists in this part of the world. And the native species that we have in Aotearoa, New Zealand, therefore, taonga, as Tangas Whenua Māori would refer to them, and are things that we, as the inhabitants of this part of the world, have an obligation and a duty to protect. We have some of the greatest rates of threatened and endangered species on a per capita basis of any nation in the world. And it's our duty as New Zealanders to protect these species.
Auckland Councillor Pippa Coombe called your response inflammatory, and she says that the pine trees had to be removed due to their instability and because they posed safety risk. What is your response to this?
So the thing is that, unfortunately, Pippa Coombe, and I would agree with Pippa Coombe on a lot of other issues, such as public transport and so forth, but on the question of the Western Springs Forest, she has taken a sort of an extreme position that's not evidentially based. There was official advice that was very poorly assembled some years ago, which said that there was a critical safety issue with the pines in the Western Springs Forest, and they needed to be not just some of them removed, but the entire stand needed to be removed. Over the course of the last couple of years, the local residents have assembled independent evidence from arborists and safety experts and ecologists, which says that this extreme move of total eradication, indiscriminate removal of all of the trees, has a very negative ecological effect, but is also completely unnecessary from a safety perspective. But the council has really stuck to its guns and sort of steamrolled it over the top of the local community and local residents, who know full well that these trees are not unsafe. And based on arboricultural evidence, there's no need to be cutting down the whole stand. But perhaps more importantly, the effect of doing that is to do great harm to this already unique establishing native forest that's there. And I've been inside there since they've started cutting the logging track, and they have killed thousands of native plants, many more than they intend to replant. The restoration project involves the planting of 8,000 new native plants, not all trees, most of them are shrubs, many of them are shrubs and grasses. But what is being lost and destroyed right now, because this cutting down is happening right now, i.e. today, what has been lost is many thousands more plants and native species than has been replaced. And replacement, we know from restoration efforts that the Auckland Council has undertaken at Newmarket Park, or the Bullock Track, these restoration efforts are often very poor and inadequate. And you get a big death rate of new plantings because of the summer season comes and these young plants can't survive the heat and the dry, and they're not being watered. So you get very high rates of loss of these restored plants. The contemporary wisdom is ecological restoration, which is you work with what you have. You don't do a big smash it down and try and build it up again strategy. You work with what you have and you do a slower, gradual, more natural transition to all native forest, which is what all of us want to see there at Western Springs. But it needs to be done in a way that doesn't destroy the existing ecology.
There's been many mature tree clusters in Auckland that have been felled. Why is this?
I sadly think that it's a fact that we don't have a regulatory framework that protects mature trees. Auckland Council talk a lot about their tree planting, and that's a good thing. We should be planting a lot more trees. But whilst there's nice words in the Urban Ngāhere strategy about the importance of mature trees, there's no actual regulatory framework or legal protection for these mature trees. So the John Key government got rid of general tree protection, which meant there was a blanket protection of trees of a certain age and certain size. Once that went, there has been something of a chainsaw massacre across Tamaki Makaurau, where we've seen thousands of trees cut down because they're not protected. This current government have refused to bring back general tree protection. That's the number one thing that they need to do. The Jacinda Ardern government needs to bring back general tree protection. But Auckland Council also have no active regulatory strategy for protecting mature trees, other than the scheduling system, but they've stopped the scheduling system. So there's over 500 trees waiting, very significant large trees waiting to be scheduled, and the Auckland Council refused to give those trees protection, even though they're ready to go. So number one is we need to bring back regulatory protection of trees so that people can't just cut down big mature trees for no good reason. And just to be clear, most of the trees that are cut down in the city, we know from the LIDAR survey of the Waitamata that around 54 to 57% of the trees cut down are cut down for no obvious reason. So they're not making way for housing, they're not making way for garages or decks or whatever. They're just being cut down because people don't like them, but it's not very clear why they've been cut down. So the general tree protection could stop over half of those trees being lost for no good reason. And general tree protection doesn't preclude your ability to remove trees for legitimate reasons, i.e. for building housing or so forth. But it just brings the balance back a bit and acknowledges that these mature trees are part of what makes a city livable in terms of climate, ecology, in terms of our quality of lives. So those are the things that both central government and Auckland Council need to do, or we will continue to see our urban Ngāhere lost.
And Kuma said one of the reasons that they have gone through with the plan is so that the community can access the pathway, which hasn't been able to be accessed since around April 2018. Do you consider this a legitimate reason?
So the reason the path hasn't been accessed is because the council have locked it up and put security guards on the gates. It's not legitimate at all. And during the lockdown, the beginning of last year, the main lockdown, it was highly frequented, the Western Springs Forest. People use that track a lot. So what needs to be done is the trees that are unsafe alongside the track need to be cut down and removed and managed. That's what should have been done. That's what the community wanted done. And that was a very simple, normal arboricultural exercise to manage trees for safety. That's been done across the city all the time. That could have been done and the track could have been kept open. The council basically did this sort of, I frankly would call it fear-mongering, without evidential basis, and said the whole thing has to be locked up. No one can go near the place. These trees are going to leap out and kill you. Now, let's be clear about this. Trees, all trees, pose some potential risk. But we accept risk all the time. Pippa Coombe and myself are very supportive of e-scooters in our city, for example. But e-scooters are dangerous. They've caused hundreds of injuries and even at least one death in the short time we've had them in Auckland City. The trees in the Western Springs Forest, so far as I can establish, have not caused a single injury or death in their 98 years of being there. So tolerable risk is what it's about. And what a very respected arboricultural expert said, Craig Benton, when he, Chris Benton did an assessment, a guy called Craig Webb, he said these trees are certainly within the tolerable risk. Even the dead trees in the forest don't pose a significant safety risk. The chance of you being hit by a falling tree is so vanishingly small. It's far more dangerous for your kid to cross Garnet Road on the way to the Westmere School than it is for them to be playing in the Western Springs Forest.
Coombe has said that she believes the council can do better. For example, Avondale's Canal Road, she says, was a missed opportunity for them, and she thinks their limited tree powers that they do have available should be more widely used. What would be your advice to the council to achieve this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the council were completely... We're deeply disappointed on the Canal Road issue. Not a single Auckland City Councillor or the Mayor even visited the people at Canal Road during the 244-day occupation and protection there. Council, when presented with various options, including a hikoi that Manarako and the Save Canal Road Trees Group made to the council officers, repeatedly did a lot of hand-wringing and apologising that nothing could be done. The council had specifically made a choice not to acquire that land there and protect that irreplaceable stand of native trees, including very rare trees like Black Mighty and Kaiwaka. And so council are totally culpable in the loss of that asset from our city and from that community of Avondale. Sadly, across our city, the leafy suburbs are the wealthy suburbs, and the suburbs with the worst loss of trees tend to be the poorer suburbs. Avondale is one of those suburbs that has low tree cover. And so it's particularly egregious that we allow the loss of that magnificent stand of native trees in the heart of Avondale, that community fought fiercely to save and desperately cried to the Auckland Council to step in and do something about it. And Auckland Council were completely impotent and did nothing to protect those trees. So, yes, Auckland Council is very much culpable for what happened at Canal Road.
And what would your advice be to improve in the future?
You have to put in tangible regulatory protections for trees. That is what the council has to do. They have to bring back tree scheduling, and they have to get the Jacinda Ardern government to bring back general tree protection. There's also on the Save Our Trees website, Manarako, a group that I'm part of, has put up a list of calls and demands to Auckland Council. And one of them is a requirement around the consenting processes for development, that there's much more emphasis and onus put on developers and designers and builders and architects to incorporate mature trees in their designs and what they're doing. That is stuff that the Auckland Council can make happen if there is a will and a way. But currently, they're not doing anything to protect our mature standing trees. And you cannot replace a 100-year-old tree readily. You need, unless you've got 100 years in your pocket. And the value that those trees bring to us is inordinate. Council needs to do a lot better. They need to bring in hard regulatory frameworks. And the Jacinda Ardern government needs to bring back general tree protection.
And that was Steve Abel calling for the felling of the Western Springs native forest to stop.